Blog Talk Radio.
Today I want to talk to you from the subject, Get Your Butt Out of the Way. The word as I use it in this subject has only one T, but two T's could also be applicable. I talk to people in all kinds of situations, in all kinds of places, and they give me all kinds of stories. Very often people say to me, Reverend Ike, I want to be such and such a thing, but Reverend Ike, I would like to have such and such a thing, but oh, Reverend Ike, how I would like to do such and such a thing, but so finally one day, as somebody was telling me all of these different buts, I just finally blurted out and I said, look, you know, you could be what you want to be, do what you want to do, and have what you want to have if you would just get your butt out of the way. I want you to make some notes and I want you to start a project with yourself. I want you to look out for every time you use the word butt. And you'll find out in many cases, that the only thing that stands between you and what you want is a big butt. And you'll discover it's your butt. And I have quoted the prophet to you time and time again. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and keep the door of my lips. Let's quote that scripture together again. Come on. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and keep the door of my lips. You're going to hear me quoting over and over again ad nauseum for a while. What you say, S-A-Y, is what you get. The word is so important. So many people misunderstand what the Word of God is. The theologians don't have the slightest idea what the Word of God is. So let me tell you again what the Word of God is. What you say about yourself is the Word of God to you. Now, it may take you a few minutes to digest that a little. I want to repeat it again, and I want to put it in the first person. What I say about myself is the Word of God to me. Together, what I say about myself is the Word of God to me. If I say I am poor, that is my word, and that becomes the Word of God to me. That becomes the word which determines my experience. That becomes the word which determines my expression. If I say I can't get anywhere, if I say I cannot succeed, if I say I cannot prosper, if I say I can't get a hold of any money, if I say I can't hold any money, if I say nothing works for me, if I say that I'm born to lose, then that is my word and that becomes the word of God to me. And you're never going to get any further in life than the Word of God, meaning your word about yourself. The theologians tell us, for example, about that wonderful scripture that it's some big God sitting up in the sky. The scripture that says, my word that goes forth out of my mouth shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. We've been taught that that's some big God speaking from the sky. That is not true. This is the truth of the word of every man. The words that go forth out of your mouth, they're not going to come back to you void. They're going to accomplish something. There is creation in your every word. There is creative power in your every word. And I'm going to put that in the first person and have you affirm it with me. There is creative power in my every word. Together. There is creative power in my every word. You see, the infinite has given it to you, the individual, to speak your word of creation. And each person creates his own world by his own word. In the book of Genesis, the first chapter, we are told that God spoke the world into existence. And so do you every day, every time you open your big mouth, you speak your world into existence. And every time you say, I would like to be, I would like to do, I would like to have, but you put a but in your way. Now, don't think again, and I want to pry you loose from this misconception. Don't you think for a moment that there's some word of God spoken from heaven to you that determines your experience. Not so. The word of God that is spoken by you in your own heart becomes the word of God to you and controls your experience. So if in your heart, if you want to be delivered from any situation, you believe in your heart and feel it in your heart and see it in your heart and say it and confess it, you'll be saved from negative conditions. But notice this, the word is near thee, and it's even in your mouth. All you've got to do is to believe it and say it. Now, there are different kinds of buts that people put in their way. And I'm going to find out right now, or rather let you find out individually, what kind of buts you've put in your way. Some people say, Reverend Ike, I'd like to be, to do, and to have such and such a thing, but I don't have any money. This I'll call the no money but. And I'll ask you and let you examine your heart. Do you ever put the no money but in your way? Let's do some confessing here. I do believe in confession, you know. You see, but we confess and forsake. Not enough to say, yeah, I did it, and keep on doing it. But here again, that wonderful book of psychology, the Bible says, if you confess and forsake your sin, you'll have mercy. If you release that error out of your heart, if you release that error out of your mind, if you stop practicing negative thinking in your mind, you'll have mercy, you'll have help. So let's talk about this no money but. Stop and think for a moment, and I thought about this morning in my meditation. Most of the great fortunes, most of the great industries, most of the great institutions in the entire world started with no money. The great fortunes possessed by the great multimillionaires in America today, if you go back to the beginning of that family fortune, you will find out that most of those fortunes started with what? No money. Everywhere you see great success and great riches, it is not difficult to trace it and find that it started with no money. But what did it start with? An idea. Everybody say, idea.
Idea.
Nothing except an idea. But here is the great mystic and actual secret. You see, everything begins with an idea. If you have an idea, you're rich. If you can accept the idea of being wealthy, that in itself will bring you and lead you into the mechanics of becoming wealthy. I can be very personal about this and go right back to the press conference in Detroit when a German newspaper reporter asked me the question, well, Reverend Ike, what can you say to the people who are unemployed? How can your philosophy be practically applied in their case? I said, well, I'm a good example of that. I started this multi-million-dollar ministry with $200 that I saved up from unemployment compensation back in 1959. I started it with an idea. Let everybody say, idea.
Idea.
Shout it again. And as long as you have an idea, don't say, I don't have anything. If you have an idea, you have everything. Because to tell you the truth, every idea has its own mechanics built into it. Please write that down. An idea never comes to you without the mechanics, without the modus operandi. Now, the intellect cannot see the modus operandi. The intellect may not be able to see the mechanics But every idea has its own mechanics built into it. But you have to believe in that idea. You have to learn how to feel that idea. Don't think for a moment that Henry Ford started out as a wealthy man. He didn't. Henry Ford became a billionaire. Not a millionaire, but a billionaire. And by the way, anytime anybody says to you, Reverend Ike is a millionaire, correct them. Millionaires are so common, and you know I'm not common, I am. And what did Henry Ford start with? Henry Ford started with an idea. What was that idea? Transportation. Horseless carriage. And because he believed in this idea led him to take all of the different mechanical steps to develop the idea of an automobile. It was over his wife's kitchen sink that he held a little contraption that was to become an automobile engine, and had his wife to drip gas into it drop by drop at one stage. And then he got a dentist to make the first spark plug to regulate fuel injection. An idea. The power of an idea is unlimited. Say that with me. The power of an idea is unlimited. And often people say to me, Reverend Ike, you tell people to think positive, but how practical is that? I'm telling you now that believing in an idea is practical, because the idea will lead you step by step to take the right action. It will bring you together with all of the right people for every right purpose. Now, perhaps very few people know in the automotive world today that it was a dentist that made the first spark plug. Didn't look like the AC spark plugs that we have today and the other sophisticated spark plugs, but the first idea, manifestation of a spark plug made by a dentist through the idea of an automobile working in the mind of Henry Ford, and became a billionaire. And you know, so many people tried to dissuade Henry Ford. Give up that damn fool idea. Preachers preached against it. Call the automobile, as Henry Ford would drive about the streets around Detroit, called it the devil's horse. That's why I tell you, don't you pay one damn bit of attention to these preachers. They're always the last to catch on to any damn thing. And then after it gets going, in spite of their preaching and their damnation, then they want to get on it. Now all the preachers have devil horses, you see. The mind that does not understand the processes of creation always criticizes the creative-minded person. This is why, again, the Master Jesus said on one occasion, cast not your pearls before swine. That's why you don't go and try to blabber out everything I tell you here to somebody who does not understand it. When he said, cast not your pearls before swine, he wasn't talking about people. He was talking about those low states of consciousness which do not appreciate creative ideas. See, everybody is not yet in the state of consciousness to appreciate creative ideas. Everybody is not at the state of consciousness yet to get their pie now. Some of them would rather wait for it. And this upstart Reverend Ike comes along and tells them, look, you can have it now. That's too much for them. They've been so busy going through hell trying to get to heaven. Don't tell me that I don't have to do that. My mother did it. My father did it. My auntie did it. My uncle did it. And it's good enough for me. So don't bother them. You just go on and let your light so shine. And after a while, they'll come inching around and they'll ask you. Oh, I find it so amusing sometimes, and you're really going to find out within the next 12 months, you're really going to find out how much this mind power teaching has really spread. And some people are saying it even outwardly. They're admitting it. The world of business and industry is so full of so many multi-million and multi-billion dollar affairs which have started with no money that you cannot any longer use the no money but.
Protect your temple with the Solomon's Temple.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. It kicked me out for a second.
Yeah. It's like, what happened? What's going on?
Yeah, how everything going?
Everything good, man. Everything going with you, despite all of this craziness going on.
Oh, man.
It's good.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Before you do that, do your plug in your business first before we get into that, because, you know, we could be on that for a minute. Plug your business first.
People, everybody's definitely been coming now. To tell you what.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we got the urge. We got it, you know. We 7201 Park Lane Road, Columbia, South Carolina, 29229.
You see? Yeah. 29223. You mean?
Yeah, 29223. That's right. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and what's the telephone number?
803-661-8945. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, we, you know, the good thing is, man, you know, I have a farm where we grow and harvest a lot of plants. So that's the good news, because a lot of places, a lot of things are shutting down. They don't have, a lot of stuff, because now people are really serious about their health now. And, the good news is that we got such a large inventory, we keep so much stuff, we good, you know.
Right.
For so many things.
Yeah, they out. People done bombarded them places with all kind of herbal remedies. So what you're saying is this has boosted your business.
Well, yeah.
Plus,
it's definitely doing that, because people wasn't interested. Just the regular 85%. They don't even think like that.
We need to do something to put up on YouTube on the things to protect yourself. What kind of herbs you could take for that?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No doubt. And see, my thing is, you know, what we were talking about last week, and when I'm not just talking about the coronavirus. You see, that's
right.
Everybody talking about. There's a lot of information about that, but that's not the thing that everybody should be like. Oh, you know, man, it's so many things that can compromise your immune system. But one of the things is the stress and over this can compromise your immune system. You see. And just by being stressed out, it disrupts the soldiers that you have inside that will battle any infection and anything that you come in contact with. You see. That's why they can keep your immune system strong and realize that your body is strong and your body has the right things in it and you got the right mindset, you can withstand anything.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's the coronavirus or anything that they cook up, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the it's pretty bad. I didn't realize that I went in the grocery store. I'm like, wow. I've never seen a grocery store empty before. I you know, you hear people say, well, oh, it's empty. You know how when it snows or it's about to snow and we like the grocery store empty. It don't really be empty, but a lot of stuff be gone, right?
Yeah, like your essential stuff, you know. They got the stuff, you know. I think they have what you need. Because they're not running out of food. It's just that people are just going in there just cleaning them out as
before
fast as they put it on the shelf.
Right. Before they can restock, right? Yeah. But even though they can restock, I ain't never seen it that empty. Regardless, they can put it back home or not. And the point I'm making is, they for some reason, I know the social media is strong. I'm like, wow. Like, I've never seen that like this before, and it's not like a lot of people are dying from
it. No, man. They believe the news over what the science is saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's the crazy part. The science says it's not the probability of death rate is 2% and mostly amongst senior citizens. So,
exactly.
You know, when you look, you know, people who have issues already, you know,
and
you already know that they're taking some of that and labeling those as coronavirus deaths for people who are already sick from other things. Just to give this more play in what it needs. But, you know, that's how I know something more than meets the eye with this whole situation. It's just way too many. I mean, closing down every damn thing. They didn't lose their job because the job fired them. They lost their job because the government said they can't go to work.
It's ridiculous. And I'm like, by them shutting down everything, it's scaring people more.
Right, because their life is disrupted.
Can't go to school. No. Can't do this. And it's like, man, we've been saying this. People that country been saying this literally for decades. I mean, even when I was a little kid, the preacher was saying it. That it's going to be a one-world government, that there's going to be martial law. you know, they'll be using the Bible. You know, and then it's funny to see how things are happening now. You know.
What you're seeing is people,
like, some people believe in God
or not.
Yeah, you know, and some people are like, well, they're protecting us. But they ain't seeing the real picture. Like you said, man, you know, there's people there's more people dying from the so-called common flu.
Right. That's the thing. Right.
And so they just doing what they want to do and telling people to stay inside. Now they're saying, I don't know if it's going to happen or if it has already happened, I don't know. I don't like watching the news like that. They talking about there might be a curfew.
Say it again?
They're saying there might be a curfew they might push.
Yeah, they only did that in San Francisco.
Yeah, they say
they're
going to
make it so that you can only leave your house for essentials.
It's ridiculous. This is a practice run for something bigger.
They're testing everybody, get everybody used to things. Listen, they're telling you that the disease is not that serious. They said it over and over. Who's at risk?
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, you're telling me only elderly people, kids are not getting it.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
Now, let's look at the obvious that most people overlook. They so distracted by the news.
Right.
They're not looking at the obvious. And here's the obvious. The news, whenever they report any type of violence or robberies, they got a picture of somebody up there. Like, there's just right here in North Carolina, Charlotte,
mm-hmm.
somewhere close to here, there was 7 people dead, murder-suicide. They named everybody in that house. The killer, the victims, everybody.
Wow.
Right? Now, they name everybody. Now, how many people you know that died from the coronavirus do you know their name?
Can't think of one.
Not one. Now, but you know, now you got all these celebrities talking about they positive for it. Tom Hanks, Idris Elba, now Kevin Durant, positive, somebody else. All these people saying they're positive, but they ain't showing no symptoms.
And they're not sick looking. And another thing.
But they know what they're doing. They're showing how idiotic people are.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, this ain't Delhi. We overreacting. But here, we closing down everything, and you still accept that.
That's right.
Nobody's bucking it. Say, wait a minute, this don't make sense. Show me the people that died. Give me an obituary. Give me the name. But they showing
that's
you people that's looking well, look okay. Oh, I've tested positive.
That's right.
So what are they doing, really? They're gonna set up things around the state where you can just walk up freely and get tested.
They want everybody to be tested.
Right. No. They're not going to force you to get tested. They're making it so that people are so fearful, I just go bed and check because, be sure. It's an experiment. It's a social experiment of how they can get people to do things without forcing them.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Give them a story, make them believe it, and then they all going to jump on it. You ain't even got to put a gun in their head.
That's right.
They're perfecting Hitler's method.
That's
perfecting
right.
it.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to force these fools. We done created the narrative so hard that they're going to believe it anyway. They're going to go for it. You know?
And like you're saying, I like what you're saying, they perfecting Hitler's method. You know, and one thing Hitler used, like you just said, he used actors. Ain't it funny that most of the people that you do know are celebrities that people can touch and they're
mm-hmm.
like, oh God. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They got the top
mm-hmm.
white boy. Mr. Rogers.
Let me tell you how bad it is that I know a sister personally that they not gonna do all of this just to control people. This is sister.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why that's crazy is this. See, and this is how I know the attack was always on a black female's mind. Because
mm-hmm.
you get a black female to believe your agenda, you done got captured that whole ethnic group.
That's right.
Everybody comes through her, right?
That's
so,
right.
And I'm saying to myself, we are one big conspiracy theory. If you want to talk about conspiracies, we're not even a theory. We're a conspiracy fact. You know what I mean? When you come to mass incarceration, getting treated bad in the courtrooms, they have been known to inject us with all kinds of venereal disease, experiment with our women, our men, through the Tuskegee Airmen experiment.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, eugenics, where they promote
mm-hmm.
Abortions in our community,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, all the Planned Parenthoods is in our community. And they're not there to plan families, parenthood. They're there to encourage you to get an abortion.
That's right.
You see? So
that's right.
when I hear a sister say that, and a sister that's close to 50 to say that, that shows you how lost our generation is.
Man, you got a good point.
When she said the government won't do, they're not going to do all that. What? Are you serious? You got to look at it up and say, we'll do that. There's something big at stake. If they're doing that, they're shutting down major events. So there's something more important that they want to do. Because they don't care about people's health that much. That they do.
Never have.
Right.
Never have.
The agenda of them is to decrease the population anyway. So
exactly.
What would you do? Let it run its course, right? Right. So, you know, you can't even go to church now. They shut down churches. That's showing you how they even got the church's domicile.
That's right.
docile. They mm-hmm. not even asking questions. Like, wait a minute, hold up. Okay, we got how many deaths versus how many people, and only older people. All we need to do is wash our hands and do the stuff we should have been doing.
That's right.
Then not get sick. Build up our immune system. Very simple solution to this thing.
You know, it's funny that you're saying it. Everybody you know is going crazy with hand sanitizers and Lysol spray.
Right.
Okay.
Listen, all
like,
you
just
do
alone
run your head
is eradicated. Just the niggas I know, they're spraying it.
I'm getting hand sanitizer now. Nigga, you was just scratching your ass and you went to eat. And now you want hand sanitizer? You ain't getting nothing from that.
And see, it ain't going to live outside the body longer than a few minutes, if that.
They're trying to say days now. They can live up there 3 days. They're just coming up with all kind of theories. Now,
that's not true, because I've been
in the
chemical lab for years. That's not true. You see, cause,
no,
cause
it's not true. It's a few minutes.
Yeah, I've had situations where I had to culture certain strain bacteria, and sometimes it was hard to culture it because the right conditions had to be met for it to culture, and sometimes you had to use a similar medium to which you was pulling the subtracting from. Now, when you look at that, that's why I always say that the right conditions must be met internally inside your body. You see,
what's the word?
If those conditions not made, no virus or nothing can live within that condition. You see, that's why I try to cover all boards from the way you think. You know, like you listen to the. Every night, that's a key. How you eat is a key.
Yeah,
all these are keys.
What you buying into?
Washing your hands and doing all this 1,000 times. The animals don't even wash their hands.
They eat
they
off
don't
the
worry
ground.
About that because they keep their
dogs
internal.
Eat shit.
Internally, they right.
Mm-hmm.
You ask yourself, are you internally right? Are you loading up on trash, you know? So you damn sure can't find the junk food section is definitely empty. You know what I'm saying? You go in there, you see that man, I was in there getting oranges and all kinds of stuff, man, with no problem. You see,
right.
You see apples and that stuff was there. So all the medicine is in the grocery store. Like, ain't nobody getting, you know, the orange juice was gone.
Now, this is straight from the government website. This is what I'm about to read about coronavirus. Okay. Here it is. Classification: coronaviruses and toroviruses are classified together on the basis of crown and halo-like appearance of the envelope of glycoproteins and characteristic features of chemistry and replication. Most human coronaviruses fall into one of two serotypes, OC43-like and 229E-like. There you go, right? So I'm going to skip on down. Epidemiology: incidence peaks in the winter, taking the form of a local epidemic lasting a few weeks or months. The same serotype may return to an area after several years. So they're telling you this is only going to last for a few months. Now, in China, it's pretty much out of the woods, right? Right? It comes and then it goes, is what they're saying. Diagnosis: colds caused by coronaviruses cannot be distinguished clinically from other colds in any one individual. Laboratory diagnosis may be made on the basis of antibody titers in paired serum. The virus is difficult to isolate. Nucleic acid hybridization tests, including PCR, are now being introduced. What is the nucleic acid? That's something where they stick something straight into the lung to get an accurate test. They're not giving that. Right? They give you a basic swab. So I just told you, based on this, that they can't even distinguish whether it's the difference between it. Right?
That's right.
Control. Treatment of common colds is symptomatic. No vaccines or specific drugs are available. Hygiene measures reduce the rate of transmission. So only wash your hands, wash your ass, you're good, right?
Right.
So, now remember, they said this came from an animal. This is right from their site. Coronaviruses are found in avian and mammalian species. They resemble each other in morphology and chemical structure. For example, the coronaviruses of humans and cattle are antigenetically related, meaning they are not related. Antigenetically means they're not related. They're two different strands. There's no evidence, however, that human coronaviruses can be transmitted by animals. In animals, various coronaviruses invade many different tissues and cause a variety of diseases. But in humans, they are only proved to cause mild upper respiratory infections, i.e., common cold. On rare occasions, gastrointestinal coronavirus infection has been associated with outbreaks of diarrhea in children, but these enteric viruses are not well characterized and not discussed in this chapter. So, bruh, they're telling you it's bullshit what they're saying. You're going to let somebody from the news tell you the scientific issues you can get from coronavirus, or you're going to listen to the science?
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
And they say the incubation period is only 3 days. They call it the
That's
symptoms
right.
of a common cold, including nasal obstruction, sneezing, runny nose, occasionally a cough. Occasionally a cough.
Yes,
the disease resolves in a few days during which virus is shed in nasal secretion. There is some evidence that respiratory coronavirus can cause disease of the lower airways, but is unlikely that this is due to direct invasion. Other manifestations of disease, such as multiple sclerosis, have been attributed to these viruses, but the evidence is not clear cut.
That's right.
So they try to tell you, oh, a new strain came out. God, that's bull. There ain't no new strain. Bull.
It's deep. When you scare somebody, man, they'll cut the leg off. They'll cut the arm off and scare.
No, they will not listen. I showed this to the same person. Look at this is the medical journal right here telling you what it is. Read it. And I even sent the video of a doctor talking about it. How it's just a boogeyman effect, right? That's what the person said to me.
What?
Oh, I couldn't I listened to Mike a minute of it. I couldn't follow it because they were too boring to listen to. Now, you want to know, that means they don't want to know facts. They
That's
don't
right.
want to hear any other thing than what the news say. So the programming is good. They're working on these people.
Mm-hmm.
These people, they got them. It ain't nothing you can do. The government can tell them, go get in that grave right there. That'll protect you. And they'll cover them up alive, and they'll do it.
That's right.
Because the government said it.
The God said.
You can't do nothing with these. See, it's a separation of the woke and the unwoke. You know?
Mm-hmm.
People who are really paying attention. And see, and those are the ones they're going, and here's the sad part about it. Those are the ones they're going to get rid of first. The ones that believe everything they say. Because they're going to walk right into the grave willingly. They're not thinkers.
That's right.
A person who's not a thinker is not useful for society.
That's right.
To grow. They have no. They don't help society grow.
It is. Mhm.
But you know,
all the stuff that you were saying, that you were reading, is the body way of eliminate. And so people are getting sick every time somebody coughs now.
They're going nuts. Okay, there was something that went around on Facebook where a lady was in line, and the guy was ringing up and touched his nose or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, you going to wash your hands, this, that, and the other, before you do this and that? She made a big to-do about it. But yet, she used the keypad that everybody else was touching. To ring out.
Right.
Listen, if this coronavirus was so deadly and so infectious, and the way it is, a lot more people should be sick just from the grocery store.
That's right.
Just from the grocery store, okay? And all the things you're touching in there, the shopping cart, the keypad to ring your money up, all that.
Yeah, the money.
Right.
And people ain't scared of the money.
That's how what I'm saying, that's how you know it's a bunch of BS, because the infection should be going around a lot further than it is.
That's right.
Just from that, you should have an exponential jump in infection just from the grocery store. Okay? Because you're going in there, you got all the fruit, people touch this, touching that. You got the box, everything in there, the meat. People pick it up, put it back down. And people do stuff unconsciously. You know, you touch a face unconsciously. You know, you're not
they
really, you know, you just get a little itch, you scrub your nose. Boom, now you done just made a transfer of something. Unknowingly. I catch myself doing that out of habit. My nose itch a little bit, I rub it, boom. And then now I'm thinking about it like, oh, these people gonna think I just had something. You know, now that is on my mind now. But I still do it automatically. I don't realize it until after I do it. So you just got to use simple deductive powers, and you'll see through it all.
That's right.
So that means is, okay, the people that are getting it, where are they actually getting it from? Or is the test just saying they got it?
And see, that's the thing. You know, a lot of... When you test for viruses and bacteria, you're going to find a wide range of viruses and bacteria or anything you swab.
Right. That's basically what that report just said. You're not just going to find a coronavirus in there. You know?
Like, well, what we used to do, when we used to test things, the first thing we do is you go decide if it's a gram stain positive or gram stain negative bacteria. But when we do to narrow it down, you go in looking for a particular thing. But when you do a test and you get seen with that, then you identify all the ground saying negative and all the ground saying positive. You see, then you identify different forms of bacteria. But when you look up for something, you can narrow it down a lot easier. You see, but you're gonna find a lot of stuff there. And what you're gonna realize is that damn, my immune system is off the charts. I mean, you're gonna feel powerful. Once you realize that going on inside your body day and night, you're gonna realize that we are really and so like in my mindset, the first thing I look at when I see somebody dealing with an infection, my first thing I'm trying to see is like, okay, why are they having problems with this? What broke down or what's not functioning properly, you see? Because the body is equipped. And that's what people need to realize. The body is equipped. It's hard to kill the human body. And that's what I don't think a lot of people really realize. It's actually hard to kill somebody. It's actually hard to die from a disease. It's hard to die from an infection. It's hard to die.
A lot of stuff got to.
I mean, if you just
the body dies after. It dies after so much pressure you put on it. It just give up because you done. That's it done done everything it could. You know.
I mean, it's hard to die. But it's easier when your body is compromised. Your immune system is weak. You know, you stressing. Now let's think of this.
And all these people that died from the coronavirus is in the hospital.
That's right.
So, which
we know traditionally, the hospital weakens the immune system. If you go in there, it's such a gloomy. It just breathes infection. I don't care how cold you make
go ahead.
The energies that go in, you know, people going in with all types of negative spirits and energy. And then you got the environment that fosters the same energy. It, you know, people going there, even people going in to see people walking in there with fear. I hope they ain't gonna die.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope they don't. Okay, they're walking in sad. They're walking in. You know, is not. And in fact, they keep the people having children in another section. Huh?
Okay, let's look at the coronavirus and how many people died from it that they're reporting now. Right?
Okay.
They say medical error, medical care. 250, this is from 2018, 250,000 people to 440,000 people die from medical error a year.
Wow.
That's
they
a huge number.
That's right.
That's what they're attributing to it because that's what they can say did it.
Right.
But we're not counting when they claim diabetes is what killed people, strokes. Is what killed people. Because sometimes they give these people medication that caused these things.
Right.
Right? So, in the old definition of poison, guess what was one of the definitions of poison? Pharmaceuticals.
That's right.
Pharmaceuticals.
That's right.
Medicine.
Number one.
Is considered a poison.
Number one.
So, you telling me, okay, the person with the underlying issues, plus they taking medication, now you're going to give them something while they taking these other medications that's going to further shut their immune system down. So you can't really say the coronavirus killed them.
That's right.
When you're going to say one thing killed them out of all of the medicines that person, because if they were already had illnesses, that means they were taking medication. That had a whole host of side effects.
Mm-hmm.
An average senior citizen that has health problems is taking at least 10 different pills with a whole bunch of side effects. Now you introduce the coronavirus into the picture. All the coronavirus did was, it's like you standing on the edge of a cliff. All it did was take his foot and just push.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Push you over the edge that you was already going over.
Mm-hmm.
It just gave you that extra little bump. You just bumped. You just, oh, now, oh, coronavirus did it. That don't even make sense when they even report it that way. It's elderly people with underlying conditions that's dying from it. No, it ain't. Coronavirus can't be the victor, the perpetrator.
That's right.
The perpetrator was what was already there. It's just
mm-hmm.
that when the coronavirus entered into the situation, it just tipped the scale. Now it's getting down. The coronavirus is like, damn, I just got here. I don't know. I get blamed for it. I just walked in the room.
That's right.
I just showed up and to the party to get down, and boom, now I'm the bad guy. You know?
That's right.
That's what you're saying. When you really look at that and examine what they're saying, you know, it's like me, we got a bunch of Jews barbing the bank and they getting all the money, right? And I'm coming in to get some, and I get there late, the cops show up. I ain't take nothing. I just got here. They got everything, but I get blamed for it.
That's right.
Right. I came with the intentions to inflict harm, but I didn't get the chance. Yeah. You know, that's big. You know, I mean, am I wrong with that analysis?
No, you 1,000.
Yeah. You know, coronavirus showed up to the party late and got all the blame. Like, God damn. Like, wait a minute. I have been elevated from just a regular old common cold to a damn deadly pandemic. God.
And it's been like
diseases.
If it happened in time, they were dying from it. They got something that's coming out talking about how the 5G networks is you can't breathe with that stuff around you. You see?
Well, I know that those radio waves are dangerous. And the higher frequencies they go with it, the worse. It's all radiation. You know,
right.
You had your analog signal, your FM, then you had digital. All of that's radiation, levels of radiation.
Right.
So the stronger you boost the signal, that's more radiation. The longer distance something can go, you need more radiation to make it go that way. More power. You got to amp it up.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So the 5, I used to install direct wave satellite systems. Now, you get the signal from the satellite. But in order for it to transmit, you had to put a microwave antenna on it to get it to send the signal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, to get it to send the signal. Right? Now,
right.
When they taught us, this is what they taught us. Do not stick your head in that, between the dish and that microwave antenna while it's transmitting, or you will be a vegetable.
Wow.
Right?
It'll
fry your brain.
You say don't stick it between what?
The dish and the antenna. It was this big, the antenna was like the transmitter was like a big brick looking thing. Metal. It was all metal. That was the transmitter. Only a certified technician could put that up because it had to be 6 feet off the ground. So that a kid couldn't come in and put their head in there.
Yeah, I remember you used to do that work. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I used to do.
Yeah.
But this is what this 5G is. That 5G is on the level with that transmission. So now you're going to have this 5G transmission in your pocket all the time or around you.
And that's why they can't.
Now,
that's why they shutting down
people,
like
listen,
that.
People are listening. Let me explain this to you real quick. People already getting sick from the cell phone. They just ain't calling it that.
Okay.
Go look at the Johnny Cochran died from brain tumors.
Right.
He used to use a cell phone to the head all the time. And I know they drive on transmission because right there in South Carolina, I knew a guy who they check those nuclear sites, you know, like Weston House and all of them.
Right.
For radiation leaks. So
mm-hmm.
It was a group of them getting in the car, and their Geiger counter would go off. And I'm like, they could get out the car. They didn't know what it was.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And they get back in the counter, the Geiger counter went off again.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't tell. They didn't make the connection that the phone was ringing, and it was setting off the Geiger counter. Right? So they realized it was a cell phone. That's when and that was the time of Bell's, the bad phones. The bad phones used to give off 3 watts. It was strong. 3 watts of signal.
Right.
Now the cell phones are like 1 point something. About half of what a bad phone used to be. But it's still radiation.
Right. That's right.
It's still radiation, meaning that you are carrying around a microwave antenna in your pocket all the time, putting it to your head, everything. So now we're going to boost the signal to 5G.
Wow.
Give you a 5G phone. So they don't have to do mass extermination. We're doing it for us by buying the new technology.
Keep up, great.
Right. So, okay, now you introduce a virus like coronavirus to an already weakened immune system.
That's right. Wow. That makes sense. Goodness. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh.
You can't tell these idiots nothing. Oh, they talking about something different. COVID-19. Because they gave it COVID-19, it's something different.
That's right. They don't even understand. You know. Yeah, man, this is a powerful dry run they're doing, though. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happened so swiftly. It just came out of nowhere. It's like, damn. But see, you know, I knew it was going to be some challenges this year because, you know, it's a 4 year for humanity, and you know, with a 2020 year, you're gonna have some tough challenges, and it's gonna require strict discipline, and it's gonna be things going on within the organization and the structure, you see, and so a lot of stuff that's happening right now is really in line with the energy of the universal year. You see, discipline. Now, you know, you can have your own discipline for yourself, or somebody gonna set up a system for you. And that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's that 2020. You know, you never watch 2020 with Barbara Walters listening to some good news. You see, it was always some hard facts and some type of negative thing that she was talking about. You see. That energy with that 2020 and then zeros in between, that's gonna intensify the energy associated with that time period. And they started the year off with that mess. You see. So
mm-hmm.
Now they're trying to
And that's the crazy thing. People didn't realize they ain't show not one face of one person who has died actually from this.
That's right. And see, people are going to also have the discipline to shut down just like they do. Like, people are going to be with a 4 year, people go, they wouldn't have did that in 2019 because it was 3 years. And people are more you can't really compromise nobody's freedom on the third year. Because people like moving and doing too much. But in a 4-year shit, that's a rigid structured year. You see.
Look, they doing it this year. The timing of everything, it's 11:01 at going on this. The timing of this is crucial.
That's right.
Right? It's year 2020, the so-called Christ raised from the dead.
That's right.
And it's the new year, the real new year coming up.
And springtime.
And, you know, the springtime, right before things start to blossom and grow. They stunting it. They stunting the growth right now.
That's
the timing is too, and when the last one hit, it was the Chinese New Year.
That's right.
When it hit in China.
And see,
so
China,
that's going to destroy the minds of people for the rest of the year.
Yeah. And see, they're dealing more with the sixth energy. And see, a four and a six is antagonist to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it playing out in the energy. You see, but you said it's 11:01, 11:02.
Yeah, 11:01. Yeah.
Hey,
all right, brother.
Y'all know who we at. 7201 Portland Road, Solomon's Temple. We here. We got all
right,
time.
Peace.
Huh?
No, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, we got all kind of products. Keep your spirit strong. To keep your immune system strong and keep you positive. So call us at 803-661-8945. Peace, God.
All right, peace.